What's popping, guys? Welcome back to my podcast. I'm your girl, Clarice Kalai. Miss Inconsistent is back. And right about now, I have a very important special guest, someone who's so dear to my heart. On this podcast today, I'm so happy. Hi, Edgar.
Hi, Clarice Deschamps. Do you miss inconsistent?
This would be so much fun. Please introduce yourself to our listeners.
How am I supposed to introduce myself? I'm Edgar Amiani Isutsa. No, okay, as I said, I'm Edgar Amiani Isutsa. I'm a photographer and a lawyer, soon to be an advocate. When is that? Soon.
Soon and very soon.
Yeah, soon.
And who are you to me? You don't even think I'm Clarice's brother. Oh, we share a surname. Oh no.
Are we siblings?
Oh my God. Why would you say that?
The
That's not funny.
memo. I missed the memo. Anyway, guys, I'm the firstborn to that girl, to Dishar, to Miss Inconsistent. So I'm Mr. Inconsistent number one. Then she's Miss Inconsistent number two. Is it Miss? But yeah, Inconsistent Junior.
Wait, but I look older than you. You haven't told them
Maybe because you have a big head. Like, oh, you have
You are
a big.
so mean. Ah, this is not funny. It's not.
You have a big face, so you appear to be a Congolese. So yeah, you
Because
look
I
older,
am.
but
Yeah, I was born in Congo. You remember, right?
yet you want to say we're siblings.
No, we are not. No, you are my sibling because you are short and Congolese men are short, and then I have a big face. So we are siblings.
So we're Congolese.
I once had a Congolese boyfriend.
Wow. Let me not talk about those. I can only imagine. It's a part of that. Don't worry. I think I'm very I'm kind of excited to be on this podcast today. So I hope your listeners won't mind the constant interruption that will be happening in this
Yeah, it's the
podcast.
excitement. Yeah, we have always been planning, oh, Edgar will come on my podcast, and then I don't know what happened. You see, he's also inconsistent, just like me here. So, yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't even have this podcast in the same house, you know that. So yeah, I think distance, me and you work better from a distance.
Each other more when you're far away, right?
yeah, I see.
You see. Okay, Edgar. So I have it's just an interaction between me and you. So what's your favorite meal? I want to know you better. No, imagine there's some things about you that I don't know and I'm your sister. Like now that's I don't know. That's okay. I don't know.
Except for Sundays, you only know Sundays meal.
Yes, I know Sundays meals because it's almost everyone's favorite on that day.
Yeah, anyway, my favorite is ugali and with some meat, man. Meat is very important. No better. I used to love avocados, but we all always we have that one ex. You, at the end of the day, you see the relationship is not working, so you have to let each other go. That is me and avocado.
I didn't know that avocado is your ex nowadays, just like the
Yeah,
way bananas are my ex.
what? What? What is that?
Bananas. I don't see, I don't eat bananas nowadays.
I know you love mangoes.
Yes, mangoes. Okay, so
Yeah.
define yourself in 3 words.
Three words.
Yeah.
Three words, like three words. Which,
Yeah,
okay, now
define yourself in 3 words.
give me a word. Like, okay, give me one word, then I will get the three words. I think I maybe I didn't really get what to
Okay.
say.
I can say hardworking,
Oh, yeah.
intelligence, amazing.
Oh, that will involve a lot of trumpet blowing. But anyway,
Oh, just
first of all,
think. Boom, 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 drum rolls, please.
three. Hardworking. I think I. How do you call these guys? Huh? Guys who are ready to help people. How do you call them?
Helpful. Is it caring?
I think I'm a giver, hardworking giver, and worried.
Worried. Why worried?
I will say worried because I worry about the small things. I worry about tomorrow so much. I worry about a lot of things. So I will say I always have those days. I'm really worried. I'm worried. Is my life taking the right direction? Is this what I want? Is this where I'm going? So I've always had that worry. Like I'm okay. I'm better, but I will say I always have that element of worried. I like worrying. I'm always worried. Yeah.
Yeah, but okay. When you say you are a giver, I totally agree. You are a giver. Wewe hata unaweza peana everything ubaki bila. You are. Oh my God. Ah, teach me your ways, bro. Teach me your ways. Teach me your ways.
No, 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 you have to be born as a giver.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
It means you just have to be born a giver. You just can't wake up and start giving if you weren't even a giver while you are a young kid. Because I think for me, I learned this a lot from my grandmother who was a giver. So unless you taught how to give and how to, I don't know, but I think for me, that's something I just got it from my grandmother. Maybe I think I was born with it, or and then maybe she just kind of like instilled them much in me. Yeah, I think so. So yeah,
Why are you
that's
saying your grandmother? It's our grandmother.
yeah, but you remember this podcast is for your people.
My God. Okay. Let me define you. Let me define you in three words, according to me, okay?
Okay, Sisi.
Number one, you are wise. You are loving. Yes, you wait. You are wise. You are loving. And you are a bully.
Okay. That doesn't sound nice. Okay, now let's go to the bully. How am I a bully?
Bullying me a lot. That's why I'm saying I'm defining you according to me, according to how I know you, okay?
But you're my younger sister. I must bully you.
I still love you. Yo, bro, let me ask you a question. What has 2020 taught you?
The last year.
Yeah, what did it teach you?
2020. I think for me, it taught me that life happens, and you don't have to give up on anything, because amidst that pandemic, or a lot of things were happening, and people were losing jobs. A lot was happening, but for me, I think if you are a believer, things will always work out. And for me, I think it really taught me, and it really brought me closer to my own self, whereby now I understood my strength, my personal strength. I understood a lot of things, and yeah, for me, I think the whole year was just about growth. I think, yeah, that's something I took from it, and it taught me a lot of things.
And what is your relationship with God right now? How is it? How is it? I mean, how is your relationship with God currently?
I will say I won't say it's a perfect relationship, but I will say, because come on, we both infallible, and we fall, we fall, and as the Bible says, we've fallen short of the glory of God. And for me, I will say I'm in a good relationship with him. I believe he's my maker. I believe he's the reason why I wake up. And even the Bible tells us, I think, is it in Psalms chapter 3, verse 18, whereby now the Bible is telling us that believe in God with all your might, and do not rely on your own insight, and in everything thank him. So the Bible is telling us, whatever you might be going through, or whatever you might be thinking, just believe in him, and just do not rely on your own insight, because people kind of believe because maybe they've made money, or they've done this, or because they got this, it's because of their own strength. No, God is saying we should not God, but who's the writer of Psalms? The writer of Psalms, yeah, no, we're talking of Proverbs, I think. Yeah, the writer is Solomon, I think. He's saying, in as much as you're wise, just do not rely on your own insight, but just acknowledge God. So for me, I think I acknowledge him because he's my maker. And yeah, we've been through a journey with him. I remember, I know you might not have known this, but for me, he really saved my life some time back. And for me, I think that was such a big deal for me. And I just didn't thank him for that. But throughout my schooling, everything I do, I've been able to see his works in everything. So that is my relationship with him. And I think if we were to talk about that relationship, we would really talk about it till tomorrow. So I think, yeah, that's my relationship in God.
Yeah, I wanted to go there. So what was your worst, how will I put it? Like, tell us your worst ordeal in this life. I know you've just touched a little bit about it, that God saved you, and but what was your worst ordeal in this life?
My worst, I wouldn't want. Okay, I can't be
okay,
able to say.
No, that. I'm not saying you narrate or you tell the whole story, but just
not really.
Just give us a glimpse, a bit of it. Like, what has been your worst? Omar, what has been your worst situation in life?
Okay, for me, I think going to Kenya School of Law was my worst.
Edgar, you are so bright. You are a genius. Actually, wow.
Not really. For me, that was my worst ordeal. And maybe, you see, for me, I wouldn't categorize my, as you know, I had a fall in 2018 at Milimani Lockouts. And for me, I will say that one was not my worst ordeal, because I think there's something God was trying to show me. And there's just a plan God was trying to show me that, you know what, my guy, I got you. And he's just trying to bring me back closer to him. So I wouldn't say that was my worst ordeal, because nothing like nobody even believed that I could survive where I had fallen. So for me, I rarely or I never want to say that was my worst. But for me, I will say my worst ordeal was Kenya School of Law, because by then I was working and I was going to those classes, and you have to go to Karen. You have to come back. I remember I used to live on watermelon, because I could come to the house. You have no one to cook for you. You have to just eat and sleep, because I will reach the house at 11.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of traffic, just a lot of things. So for me, that year, I will say that is my worst ordeal. Kenya School of Law, my worst ordeal. I've seen memes about them, because there was a friend of mine, she's called Caroline Dung. There's something she was writing and asking, if there is a place you could go and laugh, a place that made you cry, you just go at a place that once made you cry,
mm-hmm.
and you just go there to laugh. I would go to Kenya School of Law now and just laugh, because that was the worst for me.
Let me say this. Congratulations for passing all your Kenya School of Law exams. Oh my God. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, sis. We'll have a bash.
Yes, now we're just waiting for you to join the bar. Hey!
Yeah, we will be there. We will be there. Now I might change my name and I will tell you my new name once we're there.
It's okay. It's okay. Ah, no, let me. Now you say that when you are going to tennis school, no, you're coming back at home 11. You have no one to cook for. Listeners might be asking, is your brother seeing someone? Let him tell us. Are you seeing someone? Okay, no, you will tell me I'm seeing a lot of people. So are you dating?
Why would you even say that I'm seeing a lot of people, my sister?
No, I know. I just know you. Come on. I know you'll be like, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people. You know, blah, blah. So are you dating? That is my question.
Yes, sister, I'm dating.
Hey, okay. He is off the market for now, guys. Watachana.
Yeah.
A chance.
But why are you guys always negative, man? You always negative.
No, I'm giving them. I'm giving someone who is interested in you.
Come on. They wouldn't be interested.
Bro, what has been your best moment in this life, Basi?
My best moment in this life.
Yeah, top. No, let's say top three. You can just like narrow top them down.
Number one, I believe on the other side, like when you on your hand, when you face your hand up and then you face it down. Mm-hmm. Facing it up was my worst, and facing it down was my best. Passing the bar exams.
Guys, law is not a joke. Yo, you remember when I was younger, I wanted to be a judge. Hey.
What happened?
Remember that?
Then you decided to be a pediatrician. You see, I'm my lawyer.
No,
I
wanted to be a judge. Then I wanted to be a pediatrician. Mm-hmm. Now see my life.
And now you are a podcaster.
Now see my life. I think you're the only person, like, you're among the fewest people who follow their dreams and they get to... to achieve, I mean, wow. No, your best moment. I know your other best moment when I was born.
So,
when I was born, you were the happiest one.
Yeah. I remember that. I remember writing a letter. I was in class 3. Uh-huh. I remember, and then I was staying with my bucket. You said I shouldn't say my. You see, you're sounding as if we're not even brother and sister. So
okay,
I'm talking
okay.
to you.
Okay, you can just say you're as another, you are grandmother.
As another journalist. Anyway, I remember I was excited and I was in class 3. Kijana pale kutoka Mungavo Primary School. Wow. Uh-huh. So uh-huh. So I remember writing that letter. It had a lot of errors, but I was excited. The only thing I wanted to know is I remember when I had the story, and then I wrote the letter. Uh-huh. My only question was, Mom, what did you call my sister? What's her name? I just want to know the name. So the letter could go to Nairobi, and then it will take like another 1 month for me to, again, someone who is coming to Ocha, then they come with the letter. So I was like, Then my mom writes, it's her name is Clarice. Then I'm excited. Then I have to do a reply. God, I'm sure mom still has some of the letters, but I think, yeah, that was one of the best moments, I would say. Yeah, so now we are at number 2. Yeah, that one was awesome. And then the other one was can I even remember? But I've had awesome moments anyway, but I've had a lot of awesome moments with my friends. Another one was, I think, with Zelma, when there's something that happened, I think. Yeah, I think when he was admitted to the bar was one of the best moments I ever had, because I was so excited for him. Having known the struggle he went through, like at KSL, and also understanding the pressure there. So for me, I was also excited for him. One of my best moments also. And yeah, when we got some money from episode, wow. There's a deal we did, and we got some good money, and we were excited. Oh, anyway,
first, I think we need to have Zelma on this podcast.
Yeah. You do something about him. He will be there in an instant. I think. Yeah, the next time we come, we will be with him.
Okay. No, you guys, listeners, please, you need to contact this lawyer here, this best photographer. They have an amazing company called Episode Entertainment. They do shoots, and they do a very awesome job. So you need to contact him.
We are your official photographers. Huh?
Yeah, they are official photographers.
Mm-hmm. Then I don't know if you know this.
Mm-hmm.
It's my birthday.
I was coming to that. Relax. In South Africa, they say relax, man. Relax.
Yeah. I was coming. How would there. I even relax? I can't relax. Even relax, man.
I was coming to that.
I wasn't even relaxing. The world must know.
My brother's birthday is tomorrow. And can you imagine where he is? He is in Mombasa right now.
Okay, just a minute. I wanted it to be 21. You see, that's the reason why I had to raise it, because I wanted the recording to record my birthday at 21. So we already done. So, yeah. Back to you in the studio.
Yeah, it's tomorrow Edgar is turning. I don't know how. How old are you turning?
We don't go there, eh? We don't disclose our age. That.
Ladies don't tell their age, but I don't see men have no problem in saying that. But now when you say your age, people will start counting, like, how old is Clarice? You know.
and you're the baby.
I'm not a baby. No, you know, this is not, it's not good. Today, two people have called me that, and I feel offended.
Oh, okay, we're sorry for saying what you are.
I beg. I have an identity card of this Kenya, of this country.
but remember, they say that truth is indeed a finger down the throat of those who are prepared to hear the truth.
No, bro.
So that is the finger.
Bro.
Yo,
tomorrow is your birthday. Uh-huh. Tomorrow is your birthday. You are turning another year old. And what are you grateful for before you step to the next year that you're turning to? I don't know what age you're turning, but yeah, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for my family.
Mm-hmm.
Grateful for my friends also, and just grateful that God has given me some favor, even though it's not in terms of material or monetary stuff, but he's just given me favor. Yeah, that's what I'm really grateful for this year.
So, as I turn, what are your expectations as you turn to the next year that you're turning to?
My expectations are that, anyway, again, we go back to me describing myself about worry. You remember I said I was worried?
Yeah, I remember.
That's why I think we go back there and talk about my expectations. So for me, I'm a bit worried. Like, you see now, you realize you're growing old and you have to behave in a certain way. So I used to think I'm a kid, or I think I'm if the way I'm speaking, you can be able to see the where I'm headed anyway. So for me, I think I'm now more aware of what I ought to do and what I should not be able to do. So for me, I'm a bit worried that I'm growing old and I have to discard my little issues and little stuff. Like, yeah, like basically, I'm worried of growing up. It's such a scam.
Growing up is a scam.
Yes, it is. It's a scam, I will tell you that.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you for oh my God, I'm super proud. Like, oh my God, I don't even have the words to explain or to express. And I have to ask you this,
I'm listening.
What do you like? No, I'm asking about me and our other siblings. So tell me five things, or just it might be defamation, or no, let's do this way. Tell me five things you love about me and five things you dislike, not hate, you dislike about me.
Wow, when your sister wants to put you on the test. Anyway, what I like about my sister, wow. My sister is a good cook, eh? My sister is a good cook. My sister, okay, she's very list she listens a lot anyway. She listens a lot to me. And yeah, she's not disrespectful if I tell her, no, don't do this, she wouldn't do it. Another thing I like about my sister is my sister, I don't know what I like about you. I
Just
just love you.
assume you're being asked by another person.
Yeah, so yeah, what did I say at the first? I said you are a good cook. I love that about you. You listen a lot. You always there for me. And I think I there are a lot of things I don't like about you. I
You're so mean.
don't
You're
like
so
about
mean.
you. Anyway, I also. I really like your side, by the way. I really like your side in the house. I think you're one person whom we wouldn't go long without talking, even if anyone else has their moods. You will just tell me, Andy, enjoy sana. I really like how tender you are. So yeah, that's basically what I like.
The last thing.
Come on, Clarice, how many do you want?
You're not even saying that I'm so passionate about you guys. Okay,
I don't know if anyway, I would say.
it's okay. You're bad. Okay, the things that okay, let me ask you, just give me three things
I
that
used to,
you like.
you used to wash my clothes and then you stopped. I used to wash my clothes sometimes back and stopped.
Let me not answer that. I will be mean. And I know I'll be mean to my listeners here.
It's okay now. What I don't like about
Three things.
you. I don't like about you.
Yeah. Three things.
I think you one is you're too much into internet. I think it's such a toxic world. I know you would want to make it in life and you will, but I think you're always too much there. And I think I don't like that about you. What is good I like about you? Okay. I think that's the only thing I don't like about you.
Okay,
Yeah.
the lights are maybe.
Yeah, the likes are many. I think that's true. That's the only thing if I will ever advise you, that's the only thing I will tell you. That's it's too much. That space is too toxic. I hope you you take care of your mental health and
Yeah, okay,
you'll
got
be strong.
Got it. I have a tough skin.
Let's hope so. Because I don't want a call at your
club.
I hope you just take care of yourself.
Okay, got it. I got it, bro. And what do you like about Bradley? That's our younger brother. He has been on an episode here on my podcast. If you've listened, you know who I'm talking about. If you haven't, please go check it out. Yes, what do you like about Bradley?
Brado is my guy, man. What I don't like, or what I like.
What you like about him?
Okay, before I move, can I go back and say what I don't like about you?
Hey, what are you going back?
Just one.
Okay.
Yeah, it will make up for what I like about Brado.
Uh-huh, okay.
You don't know how to play PlayStation. Let's go back.
But I know how to play this. What is this game called? I know how to play wrestling, W2K19. No, I know how to play the one for racing cars, and you don't FIFA, want me FIFA, to play FIFA. That with you.
FIFA.
I don't know how to play FIFA. Like, okay, Sarah, next.
Yeah, that's why. What something else I don't like about you. Now let's go to Bradley. Bradley. I don't know what I can say. He's like my. He's my like my best friend when Zelma is not around.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that he's always willing to listen. But for me, I think there's too much to do with listening and people just taking a direction. If you tell them that this is wrong, they listen to you and act accordingly. So he does that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's very humble, by the way. He's very humble. He knows a lot of things, but again, he still listens. He wants to learn. So I think that is something I really like about him. Of course, he knows how to play PlayStation. So most of the time, me and him will be there till late night playing PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, he's very obedient, by the way. You might not see it, but he's very obedient. So, yeah, that's some things I like about Bradley.
Yeah, I also love that about him. He's very humble, and then when he's annoyed, he'll just sit somewhere and eat bread.
It's to me a FIFA.
He's such an awesome soul. I love him so much.
He really when he gets mad, oh God, he won't even talk. He'll just be eating bread. I think that's how he gets angry.
He'll be eating bread at that corner of his.
When I talk to him, he's just humming.
Yo, so I think that's all. Because, yeah, I think.
Wow.
That's. Yanni, we've talked for 30 minutes, you guy, my guy.
No, come on, I haven't been here. It's been long coming. I've taken how many months?
Not much to say. We were talking to you today because tomorrow is your birthday and we wanted to make it special, 21st.
Wow. So, I'm very, very humble.
From my side, my listeners and I want to wish you a happy, happy birthday as you turn.
Thank you,
guide you through it. May God give you more wisdom. May He remove the worry from your hearts, because worrying is not your portion, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, so me, I'm wishing you a good day tomorrow as you turn whatever age you're turning. I'm just wishing you a fantastic day. Have fun in Mombasa. Don't forget, Corona is still here with us.
I really appreciate this, and I hope you continue doing whatever you're doing. And I'm always willing and ready to support you in whatever you want. And yeah, may God also bless you in everything you do. Just put Him first, and everything, you will get everything you want, provided He's ahead of you. So I'm really happy to have been able to at least appear on your podcast. It's been long coming.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here, bro. So before we call it an end, give my listeners some piece of advice, anything, or your best quote, the one that you love, or your best Bible verse, anything.
For me, I think I've also been in. I want to talk to your listeners and tell them that for me, I was in a point where I was in a transition. I moved places and I went somewhere, and I was like looking back and saying, I wish you see people would have regrets and saying, while I was here, these things were better, and now I'm going to another place. I've gone here, maybe I've moved my house, I've gone somewhere else, and I was really feeling bad about it and regretting that I made that decision. But as God was always, He led me to a book I think I will share with you and your listeners, and that is Habakkuk. Have you ever read a book in the Bible called Habakkuk?
Yeah.
So in my self-education, I came across Habakkuk, and in chapter 2, verse 2, it's saying, "For still the vision awaits its time. Even though it seems too far, wait for it, it will come to pass." So Habakkuk was very worried. He was very, he was regretting asking God, "You remember my earlier days were better, and why are things not turning out to be that way?" So for me, and I could listen, God is telling Habakkuk, "Don't worry, Habakkuk, for still the vision awaits its time. Even though it seems far, I'm telling you, it will come to pass." So for me, I would live with them with that, such that the vision, God's vision is still there for them, and it will come to pass. So they shouldn't worry about that. So yeah, that's all it is.
Oh, thank you, Edgar. So before you go, please tell us your social media handles in case anyone wants to follow and they want episode to do something for them.
My handles.
Mm-hmm.
My handles are at Edgar_Mian on Instagram. And mm-hmm. also Episode Entertainment on Instagram. Those are the only handles I have. I'm not on Facebook. And I don't think I'm also on Twitter. So yeah, those are the only areas where you can find me. Instagram.
So it was good having you here, bro. Thank you, Asante Stana, for coming to the show or to the podcast.
Thank you, sis.
Yeah, may you have a happy, 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 happy birthday. I love you so much.
I love you too, sis.
So that's all we had for today, guys. I hope you will enjoy listening to it. Please give me your feedback. And